I found it at an estate sale yesterday. An old trunk. It was filled with photo albums, costume jewelry, and some other odds and ends. I mean, it was a beat-up old steamer trunk, but with a little restoration, I figured it was going to make a great coffee table. I paid $20 for the trunk and everything inside it. I asked the woman if she wanted any of the contents, but she said it belonged to a distant cousin and she didn't know any of the people in the photos. I got the feeling I could have talked her down to a lower price, but I was too excited to haggle. It was heavy, so I had to get some help putting it in the back of my truck. But I was so eager to get home and see what this was going to look like when I got it cleaned up. When I got home, I backed into my driveway and I parked in front of my garage. The trunk felt even heavier now than it did before when we loaded it. I was a little too aware that I was alone, but I dragged the trunk to the edge of the gate. I took a deep breath, and with all my strength, I tried to pull the trunk out of the truck, but I was not strong enough, and it fell onto the driveway with a crash. I gasped, cursed under my breath, and hoped the neighbors didn't hear me. I caught my breath, and then I examined the outside of the trunk, and it looked intact. I opened it up to inspect the latch and the hinges. It all seemed okay, but everything inside had been jostled around. I began to empty the old box. I pulled out the photo albums and a few shoe boxes filled with postcards and old stamps. And then I noticed that the bottom had shaken loose. It had a false bottom. I pulled up that board that had been the floor and discovered a stack of letters. They were tied so neatly with a faded yellow ribbon. I had planned on doing some research on the restoration, but this couldn't wait. That was going to go on hold for now. I had heard countless tales of people finding hidden letters from celebrities and Civil War generals. What kind of secret treasure did I just stumble upon? I rushed into the house and took the letters straight to my office and started reading them at my desk. The postmark on the top one was dated 1953. The envelopes were yellowed and faded. The ink, though, was black and written carefully and deliberately. Dear Elise, I hope you are doing well and that this letter finds you in good spirits. I think about you often and wonder how you are doing at university. Are the days bright and sunny? They've been dull and dreary here at home. But perhaps when you come home, the sun will shine just for you. I remember that day this summer as I watched you lie in the grass by the lake, your wet legs glistening in the sun. Oh, how I felt like I was taking liberties with my eyes. But you caught me looking, and you gave me a devilish smile. I still hold that smile deep in my memory, a special place where I keep all my most precious memories, a safe place that I keep locked. I was sitting on the side of the dock, watching all the pretty girls sunbathe. My feet dangled in the chilly water. I recall how calming it felt. How could I have known that that day would be the day that would change my life forever? That it wouldn't be anything like the endless number of summer days I spent at the lake's edge. I can't even recall what caught my eye. Why did I look in your direction? Was it a movement or a flash of color or a sound? It could have been anything. I gazed at your long, smooth legs and bare feet. My eyes traced the line from your painted toes to your thigh, and then up and around your hip. The curve where your hip meets your waist made me gasp. I noticed then that your two-piece bathing suit was a striking shade of turquoise. Your full breasts filled your top and the decorative bow between them. Well, it just drew my eye to your sumptuous cleavage. Your neck looks so soft and inviting. Those bright red lips, however, those caught me off guard. You pouted playfully as you pulled down your sunglasses, and you looked right at me. I saw the exact moment your facial expression changed from happy and relaxed to curious and full of impish delight. You stood up, and glanced in my direction. You sauntered a few steps backward, and you motioned for me to follow you. Or at least, I thought you had. You turned towards the nearby woods and smiled at me over your shoulder before you took off running. Oh, I was wide-eyed as I trailed you through the woods, but then you disappeared. Around one tree and then another, I searched for several minutes before I heard you laugh, and I heard a dry twig snap under a foot nearby. What I did not expect was a second voice, the deep moan of a man in pleasure. I quietly and carefully made my way towards that delicious combination of laughter and ecstasy and found myself in a secluded clearing. A few short yards away, there you were. You and a man in the knee-high grass. You were immediately aware of my presence, but he did not notice or hear my footsteps. You gave me a wink as you took his cock out of your mouth. You smiled directly at me while you stroked him. I tried to return the smile, but I could only manage an awkward wave. I had never seen anything so erotic in my life. I watched you slowly wrap your lips around his stiff cock and slide him in and out of your mouth. Your eyes were locked with mine. He had a fistful of your hair guiding your head as his own lolled back, mouth open, eyes closed, lost in that moment. Quietly, I moved closer to get a better view. I was so aroused and so nervous. I thought for sure at any moment your friend would turn and notice just how close I had progressed. I stood there in the tall grass, stunned and a bit dizzy. My knees were weak and my hands were trembling. I expected to feel disappointment, jealousy, even betrayal. I mean, under the circumstances, any man would have assumed that your invitation into the woods was for himself. But to my surprise, I was transfixed, stunned, but also aroused. My cock stiffened. My breathing quickened. My heart raced. I was exhilarated and filled with primal yearning. You slid one hand up the back of his thigh and clutched his ass. Your painted fingernails dug into his flesh. Then with the same hand, and with his cock still in your mouth, you motioned for me to pleasure myself. I never felt so close to someone as I did with you in that moment. I gripped my shaft as it hardened in my swim trunks. It was throbbing and ached as it strained against the fabric. We locked eyes. Yours were wildly brown and hungry. I lowered my trunks to stroke myself. I couldn't tear my eyes away from you. Your face and your sultry red lips wrapped around his hard cock. You never once looked up at him, and your eyes never left mine. I'd never felt anything so powerful. I never dreamed I could fall in love watching the most beautiful woman I had ever seen sucking a perfect stranger's cock. Hell, I didn't even know that was something that real women did with men. But there I was, and I believe we were the first two people on God's green earth to fall in love this way. As I stared into your eyes, my strokes shortened to the tip of my cock. Our breathing had synchronized. My muscles were tightening and my thighs locked. Every muscle in my body was forcing my release. My strokes matched his thrusts into your mouth. I stroked my cock furiously as I watched him pull out of you and come in your mouth. You smiled the entire time. I watched as his cock pulsed and released his seed. Your eyes widened as you watched me come at that exact same moment. I was in love with you. You took a deep breath and shook the curly hair from your forehead. As you stood up, I saw the grass stains on your knees. You gestured for me to quickly leave as you licked his cum seductively off your lower lip. I'd never witnessed such an unapologetic sexuality in a woman before, and I was in awe. My heart raced as I walked back to the beach. I needed to tell you all the strange feelings coursing through my body at that moment, but you didn't come back. When the man emerged from the woods, he didn't seem surprised that I was asking about you. And when I asked how I could reach you, he said he honestly didn't think you'd mind if he gave me your address at college. I sincerely hope he was right. I hope this letter finds you well, and I hope that we can see each other again. Yours, Will.